The old timers also used grapefruit rind with lots of rind to crystallize, and that made a delicious candy also.
Okay. What about a kind of melon that with yellow meat?
Mush melon or cantaloupe.
Okay.
And it, as a breakfast food particularly.
Is there any difference between...
cantaloupe and mush melon?
Yeah, I mean...
There are different varieties. I've seen varieties that were cream-colored, off-white color inside.
Which were what?
We call them mushmelons,
right.
rather than the cantaloupe.
Right.
But they were as sweet, but the difference was there that you didn't think they were because of the coloring. As back in World War II, when we were sending our butter supplies to England and Russia, and we had to go on margarine. When it first appeared, it was white, like lard, and you had a little pill of golden dye to dye it with. And to spread the white on your bread, it tasted like lard, but after it was colored, which added nothing to the flavor, it then tasted almost like butter. So in the imagination, it's endless.
Okay. I want to ask you about certain kinds of nuts. Tell me a kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast.
Peanuts.
Okay.
They're commonly they're known as ground nuts, I think, in the industry. But peanuts are grown locally.
Right.
And they are a very very good nut.
Okay. What are like some other nuts? Some other.
Pecans. All varieties, I suppose, of pecans, hickory nuts, no walnuts. Walnuts don't seem to do well here. The best ways of growing your pecan is to get a hickory nut root and graft the kind of pecan you want into the hickory root. In this sand soil, the hickory root does good. And then you have the growth from the root into the tree of the pecan, and you have a better pecan than if you have the entire pecan tree. In fact, oranges are the same thing. You get a wild orange, a volunteer, either sour or bittersweet root, and you put in the type of orange graft wood that you want, or grapefruit. At one time, I had an orange tree that had navel orange, grapefruit, kumquat, tangerine, and mandarin in one tree. I had cut the tree limbs where they branched 5 or 6 feet high and had put in a different citrus in each one, and they all took. So the leaves were different, but I had this complete variety of fruit on one tree.
Hmm. Okay, how about what Georgia is famous for, their fruit? Is they are sometimes referred to as the
Fort Valley, Georgia, the peaches.
Right, okay. And if you would have a lot of peach trees, you might have
an orchard.
Right.
A peach orchard.
Okay.
And the females around the orchards were called Georgia peaches. And some of the most beautiful maidens in the world were in Fort Valley, Georgia, in the 1920s, when we young unmarried bucks would drive through and see these girls in their yards and so forth, waving, both of us waving at each other.
Okay. How about New York State? They're famous for New York City is called the Big
Apple.
Okay. And
they're famous for their wines in the lake areas, and for their farms of all kinds of produce. Long Island, I think, with the Irish potato.
Right. Okay, what about, tell me some kind of seasoning that you use on your food.
Black pepper.
Okay.
Is one of the